Jordan, thank you very much. I want to thank everyone who has contributed to this service this evening, musicians, readers, those who shared their thoughts with us. Thank you all for making this a good evening for us. For so the children come, and so they have been coming. Always the same way they came, born of the seed of man and woman. No angels herald their beginnings, no prophets predict their future courses. No wise man see a star to show where to find the babe who will save humanity. Yet each night a child is born is a holy night. Fathers and mothers sitting beside their children's cribs feel glory in the sight of new life beginning. Each night a child is born is a holy night. A time for singing, a time for wondering, a time for worshiping. The Reverend Sophia Foss wrote those words some 60 to 70 years ago when she was creating religious education material for the American Unitarian Association, one of the parent organizations of our current UUA denomination. In many ways, they've become part of our denominational scripture. I'm sure they're read in numerous UU churches around the country this time of year. Like the scripture of much more ancient times, like the one that John read for us a few minutes ago, this one too evokes images of angels and shepherds and wise men and a babe, or babies in the case of Reverend Foss. So I want to speak briefly to these two pieces of scripture, one ancient, one modern, on this Christmas Eve night. Reverend Foss gave us a gift with this poetic piece of hers, with its recurring reminder that each night a child is born is a holy night. But I find this to be a passage that is as challenging as it is soothing. Can it truly be believed? When I see the wonderful children in our church school program here, or when I see the children at the White Wing School that play outside my office, the next building over there, or they wave at me when I'm sitting at my desk and they're walking down the hall, times like that I have no problem at all, no trouble believing Sophia Foss's words, for I'm seeing happy children and safe children, loved children. And then I think the children I don't see that often, or when I do, it's in a newspaper or a magazine or a television news program, although they could well be children who live only a few blocks from where we are here. I think of children born to mothers scarcely out of childhood themselves, who may not know the security of a stable home. I think of children born into settings where there's anger or hostility that can leave deep emotional scars at an early age. I think of children whose natural environment, if it can be called that, is one of violence and fear of one kind or another. I think of children who live in war-torn countries, places where there's famine or widespread disease. And when I get in this frame of mind, Ms. Foss's words are more of a question than they are a statement. Each night a child is born is a holy night. Every child, every night. Well, I'm not out to turn this lovely setting and this lovely night into a downer. I'm suggesting that in composing this poem, Sophia Foss gave those who hear it a challenge. Yes, the many unholy circumstances under which children are born and grow up can easily cause us to look at the world or hear her words with a jaundiced ear. What we need and long for is the ability and the motivation to move beyond cynicism and resignation and keep on believing in our own efforts to be bearers of light in whatever ways we can. I think of the various appeals that are made for help at this time of the year, also as they run through the newspapers and other media. In some ways, those appeals are directed as much at our needs and longings, even as they are primarily run for the purpose of helping persons in distress. Sometimes these appeals, in fact, more often than not, they feature children, One of the reasons we respond to such appeals, as we did earlier with our collection, to help bring warmth to homes in our community that might otherwise stand cold. I think that's because at some level of our being, we have a need. We still need to believe that each night a child is born is a holy night. And this is where I believe the ancient story from the book of Luke is also being read in locales all around the world this evening. I believe that intersects with Sophia Faza's poem. For in this legend, the child born in the stable represents the presence of that which is most sacred and holy of all. For as that ancient story or legend is cold, the child is also born of God. That can mean any number of things, actually. You may each have your own interpretations of it. What it says to me is that no life is trivial. No life is to be ignored or discounted. The image of a babe born into rather desperate circumstances, but who also happens to be a child of the Most High and the Most Holy, is an image that leaves us with a challenge similar to the one set forth by Ms. Faza. It is a call to us to continue in our efforts to make ours a more safe, secure, just, sane, reconciled, and peaceful world than the one we know at present. The legend and the image of a child in a manger is one that reminds us, whatever our religious persuasion or life stance may be, that life matters. Life is precious, and we must continue to say yes to it. The story, the ancient story, as well as Ms. Faza's poem, also tell us that we are each and all children of life, or children of humanity. The word Christ actually means deliverer. That is to say, one who delivers a person or a people from one state to another, one condition to another. And isn't that what we are all called in one way or another to do and to be? Deliverers of life? Let us think on this evening how we can be bearers of life and deliverers of life to those whose lives are in some way diminished. For it is only when we take up that task and that calling that Christ, or many Christs, are born. And so we have these two scriptures, ancient and modern. They're also about light. They also call us to be bearers of light. Throughout our lives, we seek the light of hope and joy and promise, even in our times of personal struggle and darkness. And we make our efforts to brighten up an often troubled world in whatever ways we can. So let these two pieces of scripture be a call to us to bring what little bit of light we can into whatever parts of the world we inhabit as children of humanity. So I'll close these thoughts with some words by a now retired UU minister, the Reverend Charles Gaines. I believe he wrote these for a Christmas Eve service at one of the congregations he served. As I look at a lighted candle, I think of all the people who lit up the world with their love. And I know in my heart, I can light up the world with my love too. I think of all the people who have lit up my world. And I know in my heart, I can light up their worlds with my love too. When the flame is passed to you, take it and let it brighten up the darkness of this house. Let the glow sparkle against our eyes and light up our faces. And know that by sharing our love, even in little ways, we touch others with our light and our world becomes brighter. Light has been passed on to us by many saints and prophets and teachers and lovers of humanity. Persons like the one whose birth we observe this evening. So take the light and pass it on, knowing that each one of us can touch someone by our love and inspire them with our light. So with that, I'm going to invite the LaRue family to Help us light our candles. As we do so, Jed is going to help us sing together. Dona Nobis Pacem. When all the candles are lit, I'll ask you to stand and sing one verse of Silent Night.